we do this till 8:30, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. 喂，昆塔之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年4月14日，星期日，吉祥的主 Ramachandra 的显现日。我们的早课呢，现在开始。来请我们敬爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 我们讲述今天早课。Hare Krishna。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 So today we are celebrating the appearance day of Sri Ramachandra.
所以我们今天呢来庆祝 Sri Ramachandra 的显现日。
This is one of the major incarnations of the Lord.
他是主的其中一位非常重要的化身，主要化身。
In a list given by Sutta Goswami to the sages of Naimisharani, mentions this as the 18th incarnation of the Lord.
Sutta Goswami 在给 Naimisharani 森林中的圣人们列出了所有的这个主的化身的时候呢，主 Ramachandra 是第十八位化身。
Nara devatvam apana surakarya chikirshaya samudra nidra hadini chakre viryani yataparam. This is canto 1, chapter 3, text 22. I don't know if you have a quick access to that.
I do, but...
Otherwise, you just translate according to my words.
Okay. So could you say it again, the words again?
1322.
Okay. 这是圣典博迦瓦坛第一篇第三章的第22世节。
This is when Srila Sutta Goswami was giving a brief list of the main incarnations of the Lord.
当时呢 ,Sutta Goswami 在列出主的主要的化身的列表。
So, and then later on, these incarnations are described in great detail.
后来呢，这些化身呢就被非常详细的做了讲解。
It describes the pastimes, the life and pastimes of Lord Ramachandra in the ninth canto.
在圣典博迦瓦坛的第九篇里面呢，就讲述了主 Ramachandra 的生平和逍遥。
Can you find the text?
Yes, I do. I already have it with me.
Okay, very great. Okay. So I'm going to read the Sanskrit and then you read the translation and the purport. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 22.
对，这是《博迦瓦坛》第一篇第三章第22世节。
Naradevatvam apana surakarya shikirshaya.Samudra nidra nigraha dini chakre viryani ataparam. Okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：至尊主的第十八位化身是 Rama 王。为了让半神人们高兴，他通过控制印度洋显现了超人的力量。随后。杀死大洋彼岸那不信神的君王 Ravana。 要旨：人格守神 Rama 以人类的形象化身降临在地球上，做一些让负责宇宙秩序、管理宇宙事务的半神人高兴的事。有时像 Ravana 和 Hiranyakashipu 等大恶魔、无神论者以及许多其他邪恶的人会造物质科学的帮助，会靠物质科学的帮助而取得物质文明的进步，并因为从事挑战至尊主建立的秩序等活动而变得很出名。例如， 企图靠物质手段飞到其他星球上去，就是对建立的秩序的一种挑战。每一个星球的环境和生存条件都各不相同。至尊主的法典中记载着不同的人类住的不同地方的具体条件，但是不信神的物质主义者因为在物质进步方面取得了小小的成功而狂妄自大，有时会挑战战胜神的存在。 Ravana 就是其中的一员，他想用物质的手段把普通人运载送到 Indra 住的天堂星球上去，而不考虑去那里是需要一定的资格的。他想建一架直达天堂星球的梯子，以使人不需要从事必要的虔诚活动就能够进入天堂的星球。他还想从事其他违反至尊主建立的规则的活动。他甚至想挑战人格守神 圣 Rama 的权威，竟然绑架了 Rama 的妻子 Sita。主 Rama 无疑是来惩罚这个无神论者的，回应半神人们的祈祷和愿望的。为此他向 Ravana 挑战，他所从事的一系列活动是Ramayana 罗摩衍那描述的主题。由于主 Ramachandra 是人格守神，他从事的一系列超人活动并非人类，包括物质高度进步的 Ravana 所能从事。主 Ramachandra 用石头在印度洋上建立了一条浮在水面上的捷径。现代科学家在无重量领域里做了调查研究，但却不可能使任何地方变成无重量的状态。但由于无重量状态是至尊主的创造，他用这个创造使巨大的星球漂浮飞在空中，因此对他来说，在这个地球上使石头变得没有重量，并在没有任何柱子支撑的情况下用它们在海上建起了一块石桥，并不是什么难事，那是神的力量的展示。译文：至尊主的第十八位化身是 Rama 王，为了让半神人们高兴，他通过控制印度洋显现了超人的力量，随后杀死了大洋彼岸那不信神的君王 Ravana。
Omagyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurumilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupatarubhyasa Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram 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 Lakshmana Hanuman. So today we are celebrating a very beautiful appearance of Lord Shri Ramachandra.
所以我们今天呢，一起来庆祝非常美丽的主 Ramachandra 的显现日。
Even though Sutta Goswami mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, and later on we hear Shukadeva Goswami narrating it to Parikshit Maharaj, it was just very briefly, the way they did it in Srimad Bhagavatam.
虽然在圣典布加瓦坛里面我们听到了Sutta Goswami 他向那么深山森林里面的圣人们讲述了这段故事，然后来呢这个在圣典波加瓦坛的后面的这一部分呢，Sukadeva Goswami 呢又向 Parikshita 王讲述了这段事情，但是呢他们的讲述呢都是非常的简单的，非常的简短的。
And Sukadeva Goswami mentions to Parikshita Maharaj, since already great sages have narrated have narrated the story of Lord Ramachandra, you would do only very briefly.
因为呢，伟大的圣人已经讲述了主 Ramachandra 的故事，所以说呢，当圣苏克德沃古斯瓦米在向帕尔克西德王在讲述的时候呢，他只是非常的简单的讲的。
So the story of Ramachandra is described in Ramayana, which was one of the most important epics in Vaishnava tradition.
主 Ramachandra 的故事呢，是被记述在罗摩衍那。Ramayana 里面的，那么这个 Ramayana 呢，它是我们的Vaishnava 传承里面的一部非常重要的史诗。
Ramayana is the oldest epic, even before Mahabharata, because it describes the story of Ramachandra that happened in Tetra Yuga.
因为主 Ramachandra 的故事呢，它是显现在 Tritha 年代，也就是银器年代的。那么所以说呢，罗摩衍那的这部史诗呢是最古老的，它比 Mahabharata 还要老，还要早。
And it's known, Ramayana is known all over the world.
而且呢 ，Ramayana 呢，它是被世人所皆知的。
The first writer who described the story of Ramayana, the story of Lord Rama, was the great sage Valmiki.
首先讲述主 Ramayana 的故事的这位圣人是一位伟大的圣人，他的名字叫Ramiki.
Valmiki.
Valmiki.
He was the first sage to describe the story of Lord Ramachandra, and he was requested to do so by Lord Brahma himself.
他是第一位讲述主 Ramachandra 的故事的圣人，那他是由主Brahma.亲自请他来讲述这段故事的。
It's interesting because Valmiki, before being a great sage, he was a thief.
那很有意思的一件事情就是 ，Valmiki 他是成为圣人之前呢，他是一个贼，是一位盗贼。
And he would plunder travelers on the road.
他总是去骚扰在路上的这些行人们。
And one time he tried to plunder for pilgrims that they were going in pilgrimage.
那有一次呢，有一个朝圣者要去朝圣，他呢就想去窃取这个朝圣者。
But they had no money, they had nothing.
但是呢，这些朝圣者们他们没钱，什么也没有。
But they decided to give them the wealth, the greatest wealth they had.They had great devotion for Lord Ramachandra, and they wanted to partake with him that devotion.
但是这些朝圣者们呢，因为他们对于主 Ramachandra 有非常的强烈的这种爱，所以呢，他们就决定把他们所拥有的最宝贵的财富给Valmiki, 也就是把他们对主 Ramachandra 的爱给予他。
So even though he came with the intention to steal from them, they decided to preach to him, and they made him a devotee of Lord Ramachandra.
所以说呢，他本来呢是想要从他们这儿偷东西，但是呢，他们却做出了一个决定，就是要向他进行传教，并且呢，把他变成了主 Ramachandra 的一位奉献者。
And later on, he was entrusted with the responsibility to write down the Ramayana.
后来呢，他就被委托了，要写下 Ramayana 这部史诗的重任。
The story of Lord Rama is divided into four parts.
主 Rama 的故事被分成四个部分。
There is his early life.
首先呢，有他的早期生活。
Then he is exiled to the forest.
然后呢，他就被流放到了森林里。
And then there is the kidnapping of Sita, his wife.
后来呢，他的妻子 Sita 呢又被绑架了。
And then there is the killing of Ravana, who had abducted Sita.
后来呢，就是Ravana 之死。Ravana 呢，他是绑架 Sita 的人。
And so he's killed by Lord Rama.
所以呢，他就被主 Rama 给杀死了。
And Rama goes back to Ayodhya to become the king.
然后呢，主 Rama 呢又回到了 Ayodhya， 就重新成为了这里的国王。
Ramachandra was born from King Dasharatha.
主 Ramachandra 是由主不就是由国王 Dasharatha 所生。
The capital of the kingdom of Dasharatha was Ayodhya.
那 Dasharatha 王他所管理的国王是 Ayodhya。
This place is still there in India. It's a holy place related with Lord Ramachandra.
那么这个地方呢，现在在印度依然很存在。那么它是一个和主 Ramachandra 的逍遥时光所相连的地方。
Dasharatha was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, and all his citizens they loved him. He was loved by everyone, and the kingdom was very prosperous.
Dasharatha 王他是主 Vishnu 的一位非常好的奉献者。然后他所有的臣民们呢都非常的敬爱他，那他的这个所管理的国家呢也是非常的繁荣昌盛的。
So everything was going well in the kingdom. He was loved by everyone.
所以呢，在国王里面，在这个王国里面的一切都是非常的有序的，而且呢，所有的人也都非常的爱戴他。
But deep in his heart, he was sad.
但是呢，在他的内心深处，他是非常的悲伤的。
Because he had no children.
因为他没有孩子。
So by the advice of his family priest Vasishtha Muni, he performed a great fire sacrifice, horse sacrifice in order to get the blessings to have children.
所以他的家庭祭司 Vasishtha Muni 就建议他做盛大的马祭。所以他就做了这个盛大的马祭，这个马祭的目的呢是为了要祈福得到孩子。
At the same time he was about to perform this sacrifice, the demigods had been gone to see Lord Vishnu.
At the same time
he was preparing for this great sacrifice, great demigods.In heavenly planets had gone to see Lord Vishnu.
Okay, 那么在与此同时呢，他又在准备另外一个这个祭祀。
Not only why he did this, when he was preparing for this sacrifice to obtain children.
Okay, 就是当他在这个准备要为孩子而祈福的这个祭祀同时呢，他也是在向这个半神人们在这个祈福。那么这个半神人呢是和主 Vishnu 相连的。
So it's another situation at the same time, two different situations.
这个是在同一个时候发生的两件事情。
So the demigods went to Lord Vishnu to complain about this demon Ravana.
那这些这个半神人们呢，他们去向这个 Vishnu 那儿要去这个进行抱怨，就是这个 Ravana 的这个恶魔在那儿给他们捣乱。
Actually, they went first to Lord Brahma, as the procedure goes. When the demigods are dissatisfied with something in a universe, they go first to see Lord Brahma, who is the leader of all demigods.
但事实上呢，他们首先呢是先去找的是主 Brahma。那么这些半神人们，他们由于在宇宙中所发生的一些事情，他们不满意，所以说呢，他们就会去找他们的半神人的首领主 Brahma。
Because Lord Brahma is the ruler of all demigods。
因为主 Brahma 呢，他是所有的这些半神人们的领导。
So they were complaining about this Ravana, who had become was a great demon, and he was harassing even the demigods.
So because Ravana, he is a great demon, he to these half gods also caused a great disturbance. So these half gods went to Lord Brahma to complain.
Because Ravana, even though he was a Rakshasa.He succeeded in pleasing Lord Brahma and even Lord Shiva, and he received from them great boons, great blessings.
虽然 Ravana 他是一个Rakshasa, 他是一个恶魔，但是呢，他却非常的取悦主 Brahma 和主 Shiva. 所以说呢，主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 呢是给了他很多祝福的。
So and he had get the blessings that he would never be killed. We would never be killed by any Rakshasa.Any demon, any other demon, not by even demigods or celestial beings in the sky.
所以给他的这个祝福呢，就是说他不会被任何的 Rakshasa， 不会被任何的恶魔，不会被任何的半神人，也不会被这个天仙星宿的这些天仙们所杀。
He didn't even care to ask for the boon of not being killed by human being because he considered himself much superior than any human being.
他甚至没有去请求一个祝福，就是不会被任何人所杀，因为他觉得反正他比人要强多了，他不可能被人杀的。
So he was not even afraid, and he was not even a little fear from any human being because he was superior to them.
因为他觉得呢自己比人要高等，所以他对人一点都不害怕。
So he became very, very powerful, more powerful than demigods.
所以说呢 ，Ravana 就变得非常的强悍，他比半神人们都要强大。
And he wanted even to overthrow pious activities as a means to achieve the heavenly planets. He wanted to build just a staircase where people could just go through the staircase, go to heaven without performing any pious activities.
他甚至要推翻这样一种做法，就是需要通过虔诚的活动才可以去到天堂星宿的这样的这种秩序。那所以呢，他就想，只要我搭一个天梯，就能够去到天堂的这个星宿，根本就不需要有任何的虔诚的活动。
So he defied the authority of the demigods.
所以说呢，他就违反了，就是他，所以呢，他就不在乎这些半神人们所的这个权势。
So the demigods were very worried.
这样一来，就是所有的这些半神人们非常担忧了。
And they asked Lord Brahma, "Now what to do? Because you have given them." You have given him all these blessings, you and Lord Shiva. Now he's so powerful, he's more powerful than any one of us.
所以他们就来找主 Brahma 了，就问他：“你看现在我们怎么办呢？就是因为您和主 Shiva 给了他所有的这些祝福，所以他现在比我们每一个人都要强。那我们现在该怎么办呀？”
So the Lord Brahma said, I cannot do much because now he has become so powerful, but we can go to Lord Vishnu and request him to help.
那主 Brahma 说，那他现在都比我都要强大了，我现在也是无计可施。那我们现在就一起去找 Vishnu 来帮忙吧。
So they explained the situation to Lord Vishnu.
所以他们就把这个情形呢，就跟主 Vishnu 就讲了。
So Lord Brahma then requests Lord Vishnu. He had got the boon to be, cannot be destroyed by any celestial beings, by demigods or rakshasas, but he didn't ask a boon to be protected against any human being.
然后主 Brahma 又对主 Vishnu 说呢，说他呢请求了这个祝福，就是他不会被任何的 rakshasa， 不会被任何的恶魔和天仙还有半神人们所杀，但是他并没有说他不能够被人所杀。他并没有去要这样的祝福。
So then Lord Brahma, the demigods requested, "My dear Lord, if you appear an incarnation as a human being, then you can destroy him."
然后主 Brahma 还有半神人们就祈祷上说，我亲爱的主啊，如果您要是能够以人形化身的话，那么你就可以把他给杀死了。
And Lord Vishnu agreed.
然后主 Vishnu 就同意了。
He said, "I will come accompanied by my three expansions, and we will appear in a family of King Dasharath."
那他说呢？那我呢就会以这个第三个扩展前来，然后我会就是以我的三个扩展前来，然后呢我会降生在 Dasharath 王的家里面。
So that was the time. At that time, the King Dasharatha was performing that great sacrifice as suggested, as advised by his family priest Vasishtha Muni.
那这也就是在 Dasharatha 王在他的家庭祭师 Vasishtha Muni 建议他要进行这个求子的马祭的仪式的这个同时的事情。
So while he was performing this huge fire sacrifice during the ceremony, a very majestic figure, personality came out of the fire.
所以呢，当他在举行这个盛大的火祭仪式的时候呢，一个巨大的身形从火里面产生了出来。
And he was carrying a pot. he was carrying a bowl of this very special sweet rice.
那这个巨大的这位人物呢，他手里面拿着一个罐儿，那么这个罐儿里面呢盛着很特别的甜奶饭。
So he handed this bowl to King Dasharatha and told him, the Lord is very pleased to you, so you and has asked you to distribute this sweet rice to your four wives.
然后呢，这个人呢就把这个碗，就把这个罐子就给了大舍瓦王，对他说呢，说主对你的服务非常的满意，然后呢就让他把这个甜奶饭呢分给他的
three wives，
分给他的三个妻子。
And by the result of eating this sweet rice, they will become fertile and very soon they will bear children.
所以当他们吃完这个甜奶饭之后呢，他们很快就能够怀孕了。
So the king very joyfully distributed this sweet rice to his three queen wives.
所以国王呢就欢天喜地的把这些甜奶饭分给了他的三位妻子。
The first one, Kaushalya, she gave birth to Lord Rama, was his eldest son.
那他的第一位妻子 Kaushalya 妈妈呢就生下了他的长子。
The second wife, KK gave birth to Bharata, the second son.
那然后 KK 也就是第二位妻子呢，生下了第二个儿子 Bharata.
And Sumitra, the third wife, gave birth to the twins Lakshmana and Shatrughna.
那么 Sumitra 就生下了一对双胞胎 Lakshman 和Shatrughna.
So we have Ramachandra, we have Lakshmana, we have Bharata, we have Lakshmana, and we have Shatrughna.
所以呢，我们就有主 Ramachandra， 然后有 Lakshmana， 有 Bharata， 还有 Shatrughna。
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 So these are four expansions of the Lord.
所以这就是主的四个扩展。
Lord Rama corresponds to the expansion of Vasudeva.
然后呢，主 Ramachandra 他是 Vasudeva.
And this first expansion, Shankarshan is Lakshmana.
那他的第一层扩展 Shankarshan 就是 Lakshmana.
And the other two, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, are Bharata and Shatrughna.
那么另外两个就是 Pradyumna 和 Aniruddha 就是Bharata 和 Shatrughna。
So these are the first four expansions of the Lord in the spiritual world, and from these four expansions of the Lord, these four children of King Dasharatha were manifested.
那所以说呢，这个是主在灵性世界的四重扩展。那么通过大沙拉王呢，主的这四层扩展呢就降生了。
So Ramachandra was the eldest.
主 Ramachandra 是长子。
All the four princes were very strong, very handsome, and very, very brave.
那四位王子都是非常的英俊，非常的英勇。
Rama was very close to Lakshmana, and Bharata was more close to the other brother Shatrughna.
那主 Brahma 主 Ramachandra 呢，他就和 Bharata 还有和这个Lakshmana 呢要更加的亲近，相对于 Shatrughna 来讲。
No. Bharata was very close to Lakshmana, and Bharata was very close to Shatrughna.
Oh, okay. Sorry. 那么 Bharata 和Lakshmana 很亲近。
No. Lord Rama and Lakshmana were very close, and Bharata and Shatrughna was very close to each other.
Sorry. 那么主 Ramachandra 和 Lakshmana 他们俩人。
Yes.
那然后呢 ，Bharata 和 Shatrughna 非常的亲近。
So they were all very close to each other, but naturally they are more affinity to these two brothers, two and two like that.
那么 这四兄弟呢，他们都是非常的亲近的，但是从天性来讲呢，就是这两人就这两对这样相对比较的亲近一些。
When Rama was about 15 years old, a great sage Vishvamitra came to Ayodhya.
那么当主 Ramachandra 15岁的时候呢，一位圣人 Vishvamitra。Vishvamitra 就来到了他们的这个王国之中。
Vishvamitra before had been a great king, but then he started performing great austerities and he became a great sage.
那 Vishvamitra 他以前实际上是一位非常的伟大的国王，但是呢，后来他就成为了一名圣人。
So he came and asked Dasharatha to that he wanted him to give him.His son Rama to accompany him to the forest to kill the Rakshasas, the demons that were disturbing the great sages in their religious performances.
他呢来到这个Dasharatha王的面前呢，就想和他说，请他把主 Rama 他的长子能够给他，然后呢去陪着他一起呢到森林里面去帮他这个。斩杀那些 Rakshasa， 斩杀那些恶魔，因为这些恶魔呢，就非常的搅扰圣人们在森林里面做的那些祭祀的活动。
Dasharatha was very surprised because his son was only 15 years old.
但是 Dasharatha 王当时就非常的惊讶，因为他的儿子才只有15岁。
And so he told Vishvamitra, "Don't worry, I don't need to send Rama. I can go with the army. I can destroy all these Rakshasas, these demons. No problem."
所以呢，他就对这个 Vishvamitra 说呢，说你不用担心，你不用让这个 Rama 上你那里去，而我呢会自己亲自带兵到森林里面去帮你去斩杀这些 Rakshasa， 不要担心。
But Vishvamitra insisted, "No, I want Rama."
但是 Vishvamitra 他就坚持说，不，我就要 Rama。
And don't worry, it would be very safe in my hands.
他说你不用担心，我会很好的照顾他的，他会安全的。
So even broken hearted, you know, Dasharatha could not disagree with the great sage, to not disappoint the great sage. So he allowed his son Rama accompany with Lakshmana to go with Vishvamitra to the forest.
虽然 Dasharatha 王他内心是非常的这个心碎的，他是非常的伤心的，但是呢，他不可能拒绝一位圣人给他提出的这个要求，所以说呢，他就只能把 Rama 让这个 Lakshmana 陪着一起和 Vishvamitra 一起去到了森林里面。
So when they arrive at the forest,
当他们来到森林以后。
The Vishvamitra told Ram and Lakshmana that they should kill this great Rakshasi, you know, Rakshasa female, her name Tadaka.
那么当他们来到森林以后呢 ，Vishvamitra 就对对 Rama 和 Lakshmana 说呢，你们要杀死这个被称为 Tadaka 的女 Rakshasa。
She was very, very powerful.
那她呢是非常的强悍的。
Rakshasas are more powerful than human beings.
那这些 Rakshasa 要比人要强悍的多。
But they are very demoniac.
但是呢，他们却是非常的魔性的。
So they used to disturb the great sages when they were performing their sacrifices in the forest by throwing all kinds of impure things like blood and flesh of animals, or horrible things into the fire. So they would disturb their sacrifices, performances.
所以呢，当这些圣人们在森林里面去进行他们的宗教的祭祀活动的时候呢，这些 Rakshasa 们就会来捣乱。然后他们就会在这个祭祀之火里面扔血呀，还有扔动物呀，扔这个肉啊，就是把这些东西扔进去以后呢，这个祭祀就没办法再进行了。
And this particular this Rakshasi, this female Rakshasa Tadaka, and her son Maricha, they were very the most powerful. They were the leaders of all the Rakshasas.
那么就是这个女 Rakshasa， 也就叫 Tadaka 的这个人，还有她的儿子 sorry, his son's name is
Maricha.
Maricha. 那他们呢是这个 Rakshasa 之首，他们是最厉害的。
They were like the leaders of all Rakshasas.
Yeah, 他们是所有的 Rakshasa 之首。
So Vishwamitra told Rama to challenge this Tadaka.
所以呢，Vishwamitra 呢就让Rama 去上，就是去这个向他发出挑战，让 Tadaka 去发出挑战。
So Lord Rama started making noises to attract her.
所以 Rama 呢就开始发出各种各样的声音来吸引 Tadaka 的注意力。
And he prepared his bow and with a arrow.
然后他也这个准备好了自己的弓和箭。
So this Rakshasi, you know, she came out and started fighting with Lord Rama.
然后呢，他的就是这个女恶魔呢就跳出来了，准备要接受主 Rama 的挑战。
She was huge.
她非常的庞大。
And she was throwing all kinds of things, great the peaks of mountains, stones and trees, and you know, very, 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 very powerful.
然后他就开始向 Rama 扔各种各样的东西，比如说大树啊、高山呐、啊，就是这些这个非常沉重的东西。
And very, very, very skillfully, Rama avoided all these objects thrown to him.
但是主 Rama 呢，他也非常的巧妙的躲过了所有向他投过来的这些东西。
Then suddenly Rama took an arrow and pierced the heart of this demon and killed her.
那突然之间呢，主 Rama 呢就搭弓射箭，一箭射穿了Tadaka 的心脏，然后就把他给杀死了。
Our son came to avenge the death of his mother, and Rama threw him an arrow so powerful that forced him to fly out in the sky a long distance.
然后Tadaka 的儿子呢就来给他的妈妈报仇，那么主 Rama 呢就扔出了一支非常的有力量的这个箭，使得他的儿子就在天空中向后飞着退回了很远。
He was just with the power of the arrow, he was thrown many thousands of miles away and fell down in the ocean.
那这个箭呢是非常的有力量的，以至于呢使他就是向后退了好几百公里，然后让他最后呢掉到了这个海洋里面。
Because when after killing Tadaka, Vishwamitra had given some special mantras, divine mantras to Lord Rama, so he could, with the use of these mantras, he could create very powerful weapons.
那因为当 Rama 把 Tadaka 杀死之后呢， Vishwamitra 就把这个神性的曼陀罗给了 Rama， 那么 Rama 呢通过念这个曼陀罗呢就可以创造出很有力量的、很神武的武器。
That's what many great kshatriyas knew, the use of mantras. Before they would shoot their arrows, they used the divine mantras. And in this way, simply that arrow, it could turn into a very powerful, very powerful, a very powerful weapon.
Who knows that?
Great kshatriyas.
Okay. 那么所以说呢，就是这些伟大的刹帝利们，他们在这个射出他们的这个武器之前呢，那么就会用这个神性的这个曼陀罗。然后当用了这个神性的曼陀罗之后呢，就会让他们的这个武器变得更加的神勇。
Like we hear also Arjuna got the mantras from great demigods, so he could use the power of their weapons through his arrows.
那所以说呢，比如说像这个 Arjuna， 他因为从半神人那里得到了神性的曼陀罗，那么他就可以把这个曼陀罗的这个神勇的这个力量的给用在他自己的这个剑上。
Yeah, they could turn a simple arrow, they could become like a fire weapon, a tornado weapon, or a water weapon, or even like a brahmastra, like an atomic weapon.
那这个剑呢本来是一支很简单的剑，但是呢就是通过去念诵这个 神性的这个曼陀罗呢，就可以使这个剑它变成了一个火武器，或者是变成了一个这个风武器，变成一个旋风武器，甚至于可以变成一个原子弹的一个武器。比如说Brahma 就是叫什么、就是 sorry, the name of this atomic weapon.
Brahmastra, atomic, it's like an atomic weapon.
对，就是 Brahmastra, 就是这个雷电光的这种武器。
So in this way, with an arrow, he throw away this Maricha very many thousand miles away.
所以呢，他就是以这样的这个神就是注入了这个神的力量的这个剑呢，就把 Maricha 一下子就给扔出了好几千公里以外。
And then Lord Rama and Lakshmana, they killed all the other Rakshasas that were disturbing the great sages.
然后呢 ，Rama 和Lakshmana 呢又杀死了其他的那些在给这些圣人们捣乱的那些 Rakshasa 们。
Meanwhile, in another kingdom, Mithila.
那与此同时呢，还有另外一个王国叫 Mithila 的王国。
This was the capital of the kingdom of King Janaka.
那这个呢是 Janaka 王所统治的王国的首都。
So he was preparing a great fire sacrifice.
那当时呢，他也是在准备一个盛大的火祭。
So he sent an invitation to the sage Vishvamitra to participate.
所以呢，他就向 Vishvamitra 就发出了邀请，请他来参加这个火祭。
So Vishvamitra took opportunity to bring Rama and Lakshmana.
所以呢 Vishvamitra 呢就用这个机会把 Rama 和 Lakshmana 就一起带去了。
Because it was his plan. He wanted Rama to get married with Janaka's daughter.
因为这就是他的计划，因为他本来呢就想撮合 Rama 和Janaka 王的女儿。
That was Sita Devi.
那么 Janaka 王的女儿呢就是 Sita Devi。
A very, very, very lovely, very beautiful, beautiful princess.
是非常可爱的，非常美丽的公主。
Still very young, at the age of Lord Ramachandra, about.
Yeah, 那所以呢，她非常的年轻，和主 Ramachandra 的年龄相仿。
And his father, her father, wanted to marry her with a very important personality.
那她的父亲呢，希望她能够嫁给一个很重要的人物。
Because she had noticed, Janaka, King Janaka had noticed that his daughter was not a common girl.
因为 Janaka 王也注意到他的女儿并不是一个普通的女孩。
Because actually she was not born from him and his wife. She was found on the earth when he was plowing the fields to perform a great sacrifice in the field. He was plowing the field, and while plowing, the earth was...open and he saw this beautiful girl.
那事实上呢，这个女儿呢，并不是 Janaka 王和他的妻子所生出来的女儿孩子，而是就当他们在进行这个祭祀的时候，他们要准备这个祭祀的这个现场，然后呢，他们就在刨这个土地。当他们在刨这个土地的时候呢，刨出了一个女孩。那么这个女孩呢，就是西塔。
And she was very fulgent, very beautiful.
这个女孩呢，就是绽放着光彩，很美丽。
So he thought it was a special blessing from the gods, because he had no children, and this baby just appeared like that.
那张大可王呢，当时也没有孩子，所以呢，这个孩子就这么显现了，所以他就觉得这是神所对他的美丽的一个赐福。
So she.He could sense that she was not an ordinary girl to have appeared like that.
所以呢，以这样的一种展现呢，就让张大哥王明白她并不是一个普通的女孩。
So he didn't want to give her in marriage just to any ordinary prince.
所以呢，他不想让她就嫁给任何一个普通的王子。
He wanted to be that somebody who could really perform some very special skills, who show great special skills, not being an ordinary prince, could be the best match for his daughter Sita.
所以呢，他就想呢，给西塔公主找一个有特殊的才华和技能的人，而不是让她嫁给任何一个王子。
So he had a big bow in his palace. This bow was had been originally from Lord Shiva.
在他的宫殿里面呢，有一个巨大的庞大的弓，那么这个弓呢，是从主西方那里得来的。
It was so big and so heavy that anytime they want to move that bow from one place to another, they needed 300 people to carry it.
这个弓呢是非常的沉重以及庞大的，所以每次当他想要移动这个弓的时候呢，他必须要有300个人一起来扛起这个弓，这盏弓。
So when he spread the news, that he wanted to give his daughter in marriage to any prince who could fulfill the task of holding this bow with their hand and then string it and put the string on it, then such a person could have the hand of his daughter.
所以就发出消息了，他说任何一个能够移动这盏弓，并且呢在弓上这个上弦的这个人，他就能够娶到他美丽的女儿。
So many great princes from all over the earth, when they heard the news, because everybody knew how had already received the news how beautiful was this and capable, qualified was this princess Sita. So many great princes came from all over the world to try to win her hand.
所以当时呢，世界各地的这些人们呢，都了解 Sita 公主是多么的美丽，而且呢是多么的有这种美丽的这种品质品德。所以说呢，当大家听到这个消息以后呢，所有的这个世界各地的这些这个王子们就全部云集到加那克的王国里面，想要赢得公主的芳心。
So many very brave princes had tried and kings had tried, but nobody could succeed.
所以很多的国王和王子他们都试着想要去挪这盏弓，但是没有人成功。
They could not even hold it. They could not even hold it. Yes, it was so heavy.
他们就连抓都抓不起来，因为太沉了。
Even Ravana, the great Rakshasa, the king of all Rakshasa, so powerful, he came there. He also wanted, because he was a very lusty person. He wanted to marry with Sita. So he tried, and he could hold it. He could hold it, but he could not bend it in order to put the string.
那么即便是 Ravana 呢，他是所有的 Rakshasa 的这个国度的国王，那也就是说呢，他是非常的有这个力量的，而且呢，他也是充满了色欲之心的，所以说呢，他也想有机会娶到 Sita 公主，所以他也来了。他来了以后呢，他是能够把这盏弓抓起来，但是他没有办法把弦上在弓上。
So when Vishwamitra, accompanied by Rama and Lakshmana, they came there. So Vishwamitra introduced Rama and Lakshmana to Janaka and requested if Lord Rama could try to hold the bow and string it.
所以当 Vishwamitra 带着 Rama 和 Lakshmana 来到 Janaka 王的这个地方，然后呢，把两位王子介绍给扎纳克王了以后呢，就问扎纳克王，就是可不可以让 Rama 也试试移动这盏弓，并且呢给弓上弦。
At that time, Sita had already seen Rama from a distance.
此时呢，西塔公主已经从远处看到了 Rama。
And the heart start boom 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 boom.
然后他的这个心就开始这样砰砰砰砰的跳着。
She was already an attraction for Rama.
Yeah, 所以他现在呢已经被 Rama 所吸引了。
So Rama agreed to see the bow and try to hold it and string it.
所以呢，Rama 呢就同意了去看看这盏弓，并且呢，去把它抓起来，然后呢，给他看看能不能上弦。
So he held it very easily with his left hand.
那他用他的左手很轻易的就把他给举起来了。
And then he requested if he could put the string.
然后呢，他又被问及能不能把这个弦上上。
So everybody, the King Janaka was very surprised. Everybody was very surprised. Yes, yes, certainly.
那当时呢，这个加那克王还有所有的人呢，都非常的惊讶，就说可以啊，可以啊，当然。
So and then he put a foot, he put his left foot on one extremity of the bow on the floor, and the other extremity he held it with his left hand. But he pulled so strong, he bent it so strong that he broke it in the middle.
He broke the middle of the bow.
He broke the bow in the middle.
Okay, 那然后呢，这个Rama 呢，他就他的左脚踩着这个弓的一头，然后他的那个左手呢是拿着这个弓的另外一头，然后呢，他因为他弯这个弓的这个力量太大了，就把这个弓呢从半截就给折断了。
So everybody was astonished. Not only could he could put the string, but even broke it.
所以呢，所有的人呢，全部都这个震惊了，因为他不仅仅是把这个弦给上在这个弓上，他甚至把这个弓都给弄断了。
So immediately Janaka introduced Lord Rama to Sita.
所以呢，加那克王立刻就把 Rama 介绍给了西塔公主。
And they send a messenger to Rama's father Dasharath to inform about this arrangement.
然后他们还给Rama 的父亲 Dasharath 王报去了这个信息。
And at that time, all the family came from Ayodhya. All the family came to attend the marriage of Sita and Rama.
可是呢，阿尤迪亚国的所有的这些家人们全部都来到了加那克王的这个地方来参加婚礼。
So they were all provided with princesses, and all the brothers also got married at the same time.
那与此同时呢，这四兄弟他们都得到了一位公主，所以呢，他们在同一时间结婚了。
So after the huge ceremony of many days for the marriage, they finally Dasharath along with his sons and then their new wives, they all went back to Ayodhya.
在盛大的婚礼举行了数日之后呢，达舍拉的王就带着他的儿子们以及儿子们所新娶的这些妻子们呢，一起回到了Ayodhya。
And again, the citizens of Ayodhya, they wanted to do another marriage celebration.
然后他们在这个 Ayodhya 呢，要进行另外一次婚礼的庆祝活动。
So for 12 years, Sita and Rama lived in Ayodhya very happily.
所以十二年的时间呢 ，Sita 和Rama 他们就非常快乐的生活在 Ayodhya。
And Dasharatha was growing older.
The Dasharatha 王呢也渐渐的年事高了。
Now at this time his son was already 27 years old.
那此时呢，他的儿子已经27岁了。
So King Dasharatha decided with the advice of his ministers and advisors, he decided that it was time to coronate Rama, so and he could retire.
所以呢，在这个大臣和军师们的建议之下呢，达瑟拉王呢就想要让 Rama 王加冕为王，然后呢自己也就可以退休了。
So the next day, it was announced to the citizens that very soon, the day after, Lord Rama would receive his coronation.
所以第二天呢。臣民们就得到了一个消息，就是再过一天呢，Rama 他就将被加冕为王。
Well, certainly everybody was joyful because everybody loved Rama so much and they knew that he would become the next king.
所有的人都非常的开心，因为他们都非常的爱 Rama， 而且呢，他们也知道 Rama 会成为一个伟大的国王的。
At that time, Bharata, his brother Bharata and Shatrughna.Had gone away. They were not in Ayodhya.
但与此同时呢 ，Bharata 和 Shadukna 两个王子呢，他们并没有在 Ayodhya， 他们在外面去办事了。
So all the queens, they were very joyful, not just Rama's mother, but all of the other queens, they were so joyful because they all loved Rama so much.
所有的皇后不仅仅是 Rama 的母亲，所有的皇后因为都非常的爱 Rama， 所以呢，他们听到这个消息都非常的开心。阿叔，阿叔，萨蒂，是我不在了吗？
海波。
阿叔，
你在的？
哦，是我在是吧？哈，是阿叔不在。
对。
哦，阿叔，那请大家稍微等一下，阿叔的那个网这边好像是刚断了。
我们重新连一下啊，阿叔掉线了。
Okay, Haribol, it was my fault, it was my connection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Bharata, Bharata and Shatrughna, they were not in Ayodhya when this news circulated.
So, when this news circulated, Bharata and Shatrughna, they were not there.
But their mothers were also overjoyed, you know, they were overjoyed to hear that Rama was becoming the king in the next day, and because they all knew that he was going to be the next king.
但是呢，他们的母亲听说第二天 Rama 要被加冕成王的时候呢，他们也非常的开心，因为他们知道 Rama 会成为一位非常伟大的国王。
Even KK, the mother of Bharata, she loved Rama as her own son, the same.
KK 也就是巴尔塔的妈妈呢。像爱自己的孩子一样爱着 Rama，
but she has a very wicked maid。
但是呢，她有一个非常邪恶的女仆。
Mantara。
Mantara。
And this Mantara was very unhappy。
那么这个 Mantara 呢就很不开心。
Because Mantara wanted Bharat to be the king。
因为 Mantara 她想让 Bharat 成为王国王。
So she had such a evil mind。
所以呢，他的这个内心呢是非常邪恶的。
So she devised a plan to make sure that Rama would not become the king, but instead Bharata.
所以他就设计了一个计策啊，来确保 Rama 不能够成为国王，而Bharata 才能成为国王。
So you want to see her master, the princess, and he said, see, you are so naive, you are so foolish, you are allowing Bharata to become the king, Rama to become the king, but you don't know what's going to happen to your son when Rama becomes the king.
所以呢，他就来到他的这个主子面前，他就对他的伺候的公主说，他说你也太蠢太笨了，你怎么能够允许Rama 成为国王呢？你必须要让 Bharata 成为国王才行。
When Rama will be, if Rama will become king, is now he said, now you are the favorite queen of King Dasharath. But once Rama is crowned as the king, his mother will become the favorite.
他说，因为现在你是 Dasharath 的王最宠爱的皇后。但如果是 Rama 要是成为了国王的话呢， 那么他的母亲就会成为国王最宠爱的皇后了。
So Rama's mother Kaushalya will become so powerful, she will even make you a slave.
那这样的话呢，就会让 Kaushalya 就变得非常的强悍，然后这样他会让你成为他的奴隶的。
So she poisoned the mind of KK with these words, and KK became very confused.
他就用这样的话呢，就污染了 KK 的心。然后这样就使 KK 非常的困惑。
So what should I do? What should I do?
我该怎么办呢？我该怎么办呢？
Do you remember many years in the past when King Dasharatha was fighting the war and was very severely wounded?
那你还记不记得很多很多年以前，当 Dasharatha 王在战争中受了重伤的那件事情？
At that time, you were the person who rescued him. You took him away into the forest and you treated his wounds.
当时是你救了他，你把他从战场上给救了下来，然后呢，把他给带到森林里面，治好了他的伤。
He was so, King Dasharatha was so happy with you that immediately he offered you to ask for any boon.
所以当时呢，达舍拉的王呢就非常的感激你，然后呢，他就想让你跟他要一些祝福。
He offered you two boons. You could ask whatever you wanted.
当时呢，他说你可以向他去寻要两件任何你想要的东西。
But at that time you didn't want anything. You just wanted to serve him.
但当时呢，你除了想要服务他之外，你什么也不想要。
Now it's the time to go and ask for these boons.
但是现在呢，可是你要去要您的这个利益的这个时候了。
The first boon is that you will ask King Dasharat to coronate your son Bharata as the king instead of Rama.
那首先您要求Dasharata 王呢去加冕您自己的儿子 Bharata， 而不是去加冕 Rama。
And the second boon, you will ask Dasharatha to banish his son Rama to the forest for 14 years.
那第二件事你要让他做的一件事情就是把 Rama 流放到森林里面流放14年。
So in this way, KK was totally overtaken by the evil plan of Mantara, and KK wanted to She waited for Dasharat when you would come to visit him that night.
对，就以这样的这种方式呢，那么这个KK 他的脑子就完全的被Mantara 的这个坏主意给征服了。所以呢，那天晚上当Dasharat 王来见他的时候呢，他就把这件事情跟他讲了。
So when King Dasharat came, he saw his favorite wife KK lying on the floor.
所以那天晚上当Dasharat 王来见 KK 的时候呢，他就看到了他最心爱的妻子躺在地上。
She looks so disturbed.
他看起来呢是如此的焦灼。
She was totally neglected to take care of her body, and she was totally devastated.
当时呢，他处在一种非常绝望的状态，而且呢，让自己的这个样子呢，看起来也是非常的不整的。
So King Dasharatha came with great affection, said, "My dear wife, what happened? What's wrong?"
那么满怀着深情的国王 Dasharatha 就对他的妻子说：“我亲爱的妻子，到底发生了什么事情？你怎么了？”
At that time, KK very angry, it looked at him and said, "Do you remember? You many years ago, you promised me to give two boons."
当时 KK 就非常气恼地看着达舍尔的王说：“你还记得吗？你还记得吗？在好多年以前，你答应过可以让我得到两个祝福。”
King Dasharatha said, "That is the only problem. So, my dear wife, ask your boons."
达舍尔的王就说：“哦，就是这个问题吗？我亲爱的妻子，那你现在就提出要求吧。”
So she asked.
所以他就说了。
The first boon, I want my son Bharata to be coronated instead of Rama.
那么我第一个要求呢，就是我要我的儿子 Bharata 得到加冕，而不是 Rama.
And the second boon, I want you to send Rama to the forest for 14 years.
然后第二个我想要的事情就是把阿拉玛给送到森林里面去，是四年的时间。
Dasharatha could not believe his ears.
Dasharatha 根本就不相信自己所听到的事情。
And he even fainted on the ground unconscious.
他甚至于跌到了地上，晕了过去，不省人事。
All night he was unconscious.
他在整晚都处在不省人事的状态。
The next morning, his minister came to the palace to tell him that they were preparing for the coronation. Everything was ready.
然后第二天呢，他的大臣来到他的宫殿里面来通知他说，他们的这个加冕典礼的一切都已经准备好了。
So, Dasharatha asked to call his son.
然后 Dasharatha 呢就要呼唤他的儿子。
So Rama came.
然后 Rama 就来见他了。
And he saw his father in that devastated way.
他就看到了他的父亲是处在一种绝望的状态。
So the father was still devastated, could not say a word.
那他父亲呢，依然是处于绝望之中，一句话也说不出来。
He was just chanting Rama, 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 totally, totally depressed.
他当时呢是完全处在一种非常沮丧、绝望的状态，他只是呼唤着 Rama, 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 Rama.
So Rama has KK, my dear mother, what happened? Why father is like this?
然后 Rama 就问 KK 说，我亲爱的母亲，到底发生了什么事情？为什么我的父亲他是这个样子呢？
He said, because long time ago your father had promised me two boons, and now this time I ask them.
他说呢，因为在很长时间以前，你的父亲曾经许诺过我要满足我的两个愿望，所以现在呢，我在请求他给我这个愿望。
So she told Rama about the boons.
所以说呢，KK 就向 Rama 讲述了这个许愿的这个事情。
So Rama said with a smile, "Hey, that's not a big problem, my dear mother."
然后 Rama 就满脸带笑的说，我亲爱的母亲呢，这也不是什么大问题啊。
Certainly your boons can be granted.
那您的这个愿望毫无疑问是可以被得到满足的。
Call Bharata to come back.
那现在把Bharata 给召回来吧。
And he should be coronated as the king. He's more qualified than me.
那他呢就应该被加冕为王，因为他比我要更加的具有资格。
And from today, I'll start for the forest.
而且从今天开始呢，我就会去向森林了。
So Dasharatha, Rama offered his obeisance to his father, and he prepared to leave.
所以呢，Rama 他就向他的父亲顶拜，并且呢，就准备着要走了。
Dasharatha was in shock.
当时 Dasharatha 完全处在震惊的状态。
And when the news spread that Rama was going to exile and he was not going to become the king, everybody was devastated.
所以呢，当这个消息传出去说 Rama 要被流放而不会变加冕为王的时候，所有的人全都崩溃了。
Even Lakshmana was furious about this decision.
那么当时呢 ，Lakshman 就为这个决定而感到非常的愤怒。
As Rama said, why?Why you need to become angry just for the sake of a kingdom? Why become angry?
Rama 就说你为什么要这么愤怒呢？为什么要这么生气呢？只不过就是一个王国而已嘛。
I'm going to the forest. I'm very happy to do this.
我现在呢要去森林里面了，我可开心了。
I can have the association of many great sages.
而且呢，我可以为此而得到很多的圣人的联谊。
And our brother Bharata is so qualified; he can become such a nice king.
而我们的兄弟巴尔特他是这么的有能力，有资格，他会成为一位非常好的国王的。
So Lakshmana said, "If you go to the forest, I have to go with you."
那 Lakshman 就说，那如果你要去森林的话，那我就必须得和你一起去。
I cannot stay here.
我不可能留在这儿。
So Rama agreed.
那 Rama 就同意了。
So they were beginning to walk to the forest and then Sita came.
然后呢，他们就开始向森林那边走了。然后 Sita 来了。
Sita said, "I want to go."
Sita 说我也要去。
He said, "No, no, you stay and take care of my mother."
Rama 说不不不，你得留下来，你得照顾我的妈妈。
And she said, "No, no, no. The position of the wife is to be next to her husband. You cannot leave me behind."
不是不是，他说呢，一个妻子她所在的这个位置呢，是应该永远都站在你的夫君的边上，所以说你不能把我留在后面。
Without your association, I will die.
如果要是没有你的这个陪伴的话，那我肯定活不了的。
So she had to accompany. Lord Rama had to agree to her to accompany them.
所以说呢，他呢就要跟他们一起去。那么主 Rama 呢也就同意了，让他和他们一起去。
But at least Lakshmana convinced his wife to stay behind to take care of their mothers. At least Lakshmana could convince his wife to stay back to take care to serve their mothers.
Yeah, yeah. 但至少呢，这个 Lakshmana 他可以这个说服他自己的妻子留下来，不和他一起去，然后留下来照顾他们的母亲。
Said, if you come with me.I will not be able to fulfill my duties to protect my brother and Sita, so better you stay with the family that are lamenting now for our departure and stay with them to console them. So I go alone, so I can like this, I can be totally, totally at the service of Sita Rama today to protect them.
他说如果你要是跟我一起去的话呢，我就没办法很好的去服务和保护 Rama 和 Sita 了。而且呢，你看咱们的这个家人现在都留在这个家里面，非常的悲伤，非常的沮丧。所以呢，你应该留下来，好好的去照顾他们。然后这样呢，我自己单独的也更好的可以去照顾Rama 和 Sita。
So they dressed like mendicants. They took all their royal dress, everything, all those decorations, princely decorations, and they dressed like mendicants. Very simple.
所以他们就脱下了自己的这个王室的这个皇服，摘下了所有的这些首饰装饰品，然后呢穿着的非常的简单的修饰的衣服。
Only carry their bow and arrows.
他们是拿着弓和箭。
So a chariot driver came to drive them to the forest.
然后呢一个战车来了，然后就把他们要送到这个森林里面去。
And all the people from Ayodhya start running behind the chariot, crying very loudly.
Ayodhya 的所有的这些臣民都追着这辆车跑，然后都大声的哭喊着。
So they until they arrived to the banks of a very holy river.
直到他们来到了一条圣河的岸边。
And it was night. They spent the night there.
他们在那个地方过了夜。
So all the inhabitants, most of the inhabitants of Ayodhya was also there.
Ayodhya 的大部分的这些居民呢，当时也都和他们一起，在。
Then very early in the morning, Rama awoke their chariot driver and said, "You have to take us away while everybody is sleeping because we cannot go into the forest with them."
然后第二天清晨很早的时候呢 Rama 就把战车的这个车夫就给唤起来了，说呢现在趁着大家还睡觉，你赶紧把我们给送回吧，否则的话我们能带着大家伙儿一起到这个森林里面去的。
So finally they reached the biggest forest and the chariot driver went back and they entered into the forest.
然后终于呢他们就来到了一大片森林的边上，然后战车的这个车夫呢就带着这个车呢就回来了，然后Rama 一行人呢就进入到了森林里面。
So meanwhile while this is happening, Bharat had returned to Ayodhya.
但与此同时呢Bharat 呢就回到了Ayodhya.
And when he arrived thereHis father Dasharatha had already passed away.
可是当他回家的时候呢，他的父亲 Dasharatha 已经去世了。
Because as soon as Rama left Ayodhya, Dasharatha could not maintain his life anymore.
因为 Rama 一离开 Ayodhya, Dasharatha 他就没有办法再活下去了。
He passed away crying the name of Rama, Rama, Rama.
他在呼喊着 Rama 的名字 Rama Rama Rama
So when Bharata arrived, when Bharata arrived, he saw everybody in the palace were devastated, all the queens were crying.
所以当巴尔特他回家的时候呢，整个的这个阿尤迪亚的这个城都是处在一个崩溃沮丧的一个状态，所有的皇后们都在哭泣。
Finally heard the news that actually KK, his mother, had asked his father that Bharata should become the king and Rama should be sent to exile. So Bharata was furious. He was so angry with his mother.
然后最后呢，巴尔塔就终于听到的这个消息是这样的，就是由于他的母亲 KK 要求他的父亲让他为王，并且呢要把 Rama 给送到森林里面去进行流放，然后才产生了这一系列的这个事情。然后他呢就非常的愤怒，向他的母亲大发起火。
Why are you such a heartless person? How could you do such a thing?
你怎么是这样一个无情的人？你怎么能够做出这样的事情来呢？
You, because of this action, you killed our father.
就是因为这样，所以你才杀死了我们的父亲。
And now my brother, my beloved brother, is in exile in the forest.
那现在呢，我亲爱的兄弟们也都被流放到了森林里面。
I'm not interested in becoming any king. His family is the rightful king.
我根本对于成为王一点兴趣都没有。Rama 他才应该是我们的国王。
I don't want to have any more dealings, any more relationship with you.
我不想和你再有任何的关系了，我不想和你再有任何的事情了。
So Bharata decided to take an army and go into the forest and request Rama to come back, since now they're father was dead, he was not liable to follow his promise, so he could come back and become the king.
所以呢，巴尔德他就决定带着他的军队来到森林里面去说服他的兄长 Rama 能够回来继续成为这个国家的国王，因为现在 Dasarath 王已经去世了，所以呢，他也不需要再去信守这个诺言了。
So after a few days, they reached the place where Rama and Lakshmana and Sita were staying in the forest.
几天之后呢，他们就来到了这个森林里面，就找到了 Rama, Lakshmana 和 Sita 所居住的地方。
So they met. Bharata met with his brothers and Sita.
然后 Bharata 呢就见到了 Rama, 还有 Lakshmana, 还有 Sita.
And Bharata informed of the departure of their father.
巴尔特呢就向他们告知了父亲去世的消息。
So Rama was totally devastated. He collapsed.
那么 Rama 呢崩溃了。
He had so much love for his father.
因为他是如此的深爱着他的父亲。
So the next day, Bharata requested Rama, please come with us to Ayodhya and become the king.
然后第二天呢，巴尔特就请求 Rama。求你回到阿尤迪亚，然后成为我们的国王吧。
But Rama said, "Yes, I don't go. I cannot go. I cannot disobey the desire of our father."
Rama 说呢，不行，我不能够回去，因为我不可能违反我们的父亲的愿望。
You rule the kingdom. You will be a great king, and I'll carry out my decision, and I will go back after 14 years.
你呢去好好的管理这个国家，你呢会成为一个非常好的国王。那我呢也会继续的去信守我的这个承诺，我会回14年以后回去的。
So Bharata could not convince Rama.
那 Bharata 他是没有办法来说服 Rama 的。
So he asked Rama, please give me your sandals.
那么所以他就对 Rama 说，那请把你的这个鞋给我吧。
So Bharata went back with Rama's sandals.
所以 Bharata 呢就带着 Rama 的穿的这个鞋就回去了。
And on the throne, instead of sitting on the throne as the king, he put the sandals of Rama on the throne.
所以当他回到王宫以后呢，他自己并没有坐在王座上，而是把 Rama 的这双鞋放在了王座之上。
He acted as a king, but on behalf of Rama.
所以呢，他虽然说是像国王一样活动，但是呢，他是代表 Rama 在活动。
And he did not live in a palace.
而且他也不会居住在王宫里面。
He lived in a small cottage, that simple cottage that he built outside of the palace.
他在王宫的外面建了一个小的茅屋，他就住在这个非常简朴的小茅屋里面。
And he deprived himself of many royal clothes.
嗯，而他自己呢也不会穿各种各样的皇室的服装。
And he dressed in the same way as Rama was dressed in the forest.
嗯，所以他自己的这个着装呢，就和 Rama 在森林里面的着装是一样的。
And in order to not feel better than his brother, he accepted that only food he would eat was barley grain, crushed barley soaked in cow urine. That was the food he would take every day.
嗯，所以呢，他为了要让自己和这个自己的兄长过着更加的这个相似的这种生活，所以他每天只是吃这个麦子。用牛尿所泡过的这个麦子，这是。
Meanwhile, Rama, Sita, Rama, Lakshmana, they were living very happily in the forest.
在与此同时呢 ，Rama, Lakshman 和 Sita 他们是非常快乐的在森林里面生活。
They met the they got association so many great sages.
他们得到了很多的伟大的圣人的联谊。
On the request of many great sages, they killed many rakshasas who were disturbing the sages.
嗯，而且呢，他们在遇到这些圣人的时候呢，他们还为圣人去杀死很多在给他们捣乱的这些 rakshasa 们。
And finally, they went to a very special forest, very beautiful forest near one very sacred river, and they decided to stay there for some time.
嗯，最后呢，他们来到了。在一条圣河边上的一块美丽的森林里面，让他们在这个地方住一段时间。
Lakshmana built a very very beautiful hut for Sita Ram.
那Lakshmana 呢，就在这个地方为 Sita Ram 建立了一个很漂亮的一个小茅屋。
And he would remain outside to protect them.
但是他自己呢，却住在屋外面，去为了保护他们。
One time, the sister of Ravana came to that area.
那有一次呢 ，Ravana 的妹妹就来到了这个附近。
嗯 ，and Rakshasas have very horrible bodies.
那么这个 Rakshasa 们呢，他们的这个身体是非常的丑陋的。
Very horrible. They are big, ugly, really ugly. Very inspire fear.
嗯，是很吓人的，而且呢，这个很大，而且很丑。
But they have the power to disguise themselves in any form they want.
但是呢，他们却有一种这个玄秘的力量，就是可以把自己给装扮成任何自己想要的这种样子。
So sisters Ravana, Ravana's sister was moving in that area, and he saw Ram.
所以说呢，当 Ravana 的妹妹来到这个地方的时候呢，她就看到了 Rama。
At the distance, he saw Rama. Said, "Wow, such a handful man."
Such a what? Such a
handful man. Such a handsome man.
那么，所以他在远处看到主 Rama 的时候，他就说：“哇，太帅了，这个人。
”And she became immediately fell in love with him.
所以她立刻呢就爱上了他。
So she disguised herself as a very beautiful maiden.
所以呢，她就把自己给假扮成了一个非常美的一位女子。
And she came there smiling and making a request, "Please, my dear Ram, become my husband. You are so beautiful, so handsome."
然后呢，她就这个含情脉脉的这个一路笑靥的来到了 Rama 的面前，说。我亲爱的人呐、啊，你实在是太美了，你实在是太帅了，求你了，成为我的夫君吧。
But Rama said he was amused. Rama said, "No, my dear lady, don't you see? I have my wife with me. I cannot marry you. But my brother is younger and he is alone without his wife. So maybe you can marry him."
那主 Rama 呢觉得很好玩，他就说。啊，我亲爱的姑娘，你没看见我非常漂亮的妻子在边上吗？所以呢，我不能够娶你。但是呢，我的弟弟 Lakshman 他也是一个大帅哥，所以呢，你也许可能和他能够结婚。
So when she heard that, she went to Lakshman. So you Lakshman, you marry me then.
所以当他听到这个以后呢，他就来到拉什曼的面前说那拉什曼，那就你吧，要不然你就跟我结婚吧。
So Lakshman said, I'm just Rama's servant.
Lakshman 说，我只不过是 Rama 的仆人而已。
You should marry my master, not me. I'm just a servant.
你呢应该和我的主人结婚，不应该和我结婚，我只不过是一个仆人而已。
So she got so angry.
所以他就愤怒了。
She assumed a Rakshasa form.
那么立刻就展现了她的 Rakshasa 的一个样子。
Very hateful. She saw this Sita was the cause of her not getting what she wanted.
所以当时她就展现了一种非常愤怒的这种容颜，然后她就说呢，这个一切都是因为这个 Sita， 就是因为 Sita， 所以说呢，才挡住了我的婚事。
So she ran towards Sita to eat her up, to devour her.
那他呢就一下就冲向了 Sita， 要把 Sita 给吃掉。
Because Rakshasas can eat human beings.
因为 Rakshasa 是吃人的。
So she wanted to eat up, to eat Sita.
所以他就想把 Sita 吃了。
At that time, Lord Ramachandra very quickly took up his sword and cut off the nose and the ears of Ravana's sister.
但是呢，这个主 Ramachandra 呢就立刻的抽出了他的这个剑，把Ravana 的妹妹的鼻子和耳朵都给剁了下来。
So she immediately she was terrorized. She immediately flew away and went to Sri Lanka where his brother was staying.
所以呢，他的妹妹呢就立刻呢就逃跑了，就逃到了这个 Sri Lanka， 就是他的哥哥所待的地方。
So Ravana saw her like this. What happened, my sister? Who did this to you?
对呢，当 Ravana 看到了他的妹妹的这番景象的时候，就问他，到底发生了什么事情？是谁对你动成这样的了？
So she explained, this man, this human being, you know, he didn't want to marry with me because of his wife, and I wanted to kill his wife, and he did this to me. You have to do something to avenge me.
他说，你知道吗？就是这个人，我想跟他结婚，但是呢，他不跟我结婚，原因就是因为他的妻子，所以呢，我就想把他的妻子给吃了。可是呢，他立刻呢就这个伸手救他的这个妻子，然后就把我变成这样了。哥哥，求你了，你必须要为我做些事情，一定要给我报仇。
So Ravana didn't take very much serious this.
但是 Ravana 呢对这件事其实并没有太上心。
But he said, she's a human being. Who cares for human beings?
他只不过是一个人，谁对人那么上心呢
？But when she started describing the beauty of Sita.
但是呢，当他的妹妹开始描述希特的美颜的时候
，Oh, that aroused Ravana's lust.
这一下子可就起了 Ravana 的色欲。
He had already many wives.
他自己其实已经有了好多妻子了。
But he wanted to have more. He was so lusty.
但是呢，他却这么的这个色情，所以说呢，他就还想要更多的妻子。
So when he heard the description of this city, he said, "Wow, I want to get this lady as my wife."
所以呢，当他听到了对希特的这番描述之后呢，他在想，我一定要这个女子成为我的妻子。
So he made a plan.
所以他就做出了一番计划。
So he called this the son of that big Rakshasi that Rama killed in the beginning, long time before that, and the son he had sent with the Herod, sent him many thousand miles away, Maricha, and he called him.
那么在很多很多年以前的这个主 Ramachandra 他曾经杀死了一个 Rakshasa 的儿子 Maricha. 那么这个就是当时这个主 Ramachandra 把这个 Maricha 一下子给顶到了好多好多这个公里之外的那个人，然后他就把这个人给叫来了。
So Lord Ravana called for his help.
那主这个 Ravana 呢就把 Maricha 给叫来，求得他的帮助。
And he told Maricha his plan.
他就把他的这个计划和 Maricha 就讲了。
You are going to disguise as a very beautiful golden deer.
你呢要去让自己装扮成一个很美的一头鹿。
And then you're going to stroll in the forest and you're going to go near the hermitage where this Rama and his wife Sita are staying.
然后呢，你就在森林里面去闲逛，然后呢，你就逛到Rama 和 Sita 他们所待的那个地方。
So in this way, Rama, she will be attracted to you, and Rama will gonna try to chase you for her.
然后呢，西塔呢就会被你所吸引，然后 Rama 就会为了他去抓去追你。
And then in order to allure also Lakshmana from that place, you start calling for help from Lakshmana, imitating the voice of Rama. In this way, Lakshmana will be forced to also go away from that place looking for you to rescue his brother.
然后呢，你还要学着 Rama 的去呼叫帮助的这个声音来吸引 Lakshmana。然后 Lakshmana 呢，就因为要去救他的哥哥 Rama， 然后呢被引开了，然后这样他也会就离开那个地方。
So Marisha could disguise in any form and say and imitate the voice of any person.
So Marisha 呢，他是可以让自己装扮成任何一个形状和样子，并且呢也可以去发出各种各样的声音的。
But he did not agree with this plan.
但是呢，他不同意这个计划。
He said, "No, I'm not going. Rama is going to kill me."
那他不去 ，Rama 他会杀死我的。
Well, I'm going to say you. You don't have much choice. Either you're going to kill by Rama, or I kill you right now.
那 Rama 呢就说，但是你没有那么多选择。你要不然呢就被 Rama 杀死，否则的话，我现在就把你给杀死。
So Marisha starts thinking.
那 Marisha 就开始想了。
Well, out of these two options, I prefer to be killed by Rama.
哦，那如果是这两件这个选择的话，那我还不如更好的被这个 Rama 杀死呢。
So he disguised himself as a deer and went to the forest.
所以说呢，他就把自己装扮成一头鹿，然后就去到了森林里面。
So he starts strolling, very beautiful deer, very attractive. Starts strolling near the hermitage of Sitarama.
那他呢是一头非常美丽的一头鹿，所以呢他就到处闲逛着，然后就来到了这个 Sita 和 Rama 他们住的那个小屋的附近。
When Sita saw this beautiful deer, she became so attracted.
那当西塔看到这头美丽的鹿的时候呢，他就一下子被这头鹿给吸引了。
Rama, 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 please get it for me, get for me. I want him, I want him.
Rama, 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 求你了，求你了，赶紧把这头鹿抓来给我吧，我想要它。
Rama said, No, 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 I'm not going to leave you alone here.
Rama 说不不不不，我不可能让你一个人待在这儿。
No, please, Rama, please get that little deer for me.
求你了 ，Rama, 求你了 ，Rama, 去把那头小鹿给我弄来吧。
So Rama did, okay, I'm going.
Rama 说好吧好吧，那我去吧。
And he told Lakshmana, you stay here and protect Sita, okay?
然后他就 Lakshmana 说，那你留在这儿，你在这儿保护 Sita。
So Rama ran after that deer.
所以 Rama 呢，他就去追那头鹿了。
And after some time, he could understand that this deer was Rakshasa.
过了一段时间之后呢，他就明白了，这头鹿其实就是一个 Rakshasa。
So he decided to shoot him with the arrow.
所以呢，他就决定用他的剑把他给杀死。
And he was shot by the arrow. Marichi assumed his real form.
那所以呢，当他被这个剑给射中了以后呢，这头鹿他就展现了他的这个Rakshasa 的这个身形。
And then he started imitating the voice of Rama and start crying, Lakshmana, Lakshman, Lakshman, please come and help, come.
然后他这会儿他就开始去这个装成 Rama 的这个声音呼唤着 Lakshman 快来快来快来救我。
So in the hermitage where Lakshmana was with Sita, they heard this calling, the voice of Rama calling for help.
那在 Sita 和 Lakshman 所待的那个小屋的那个地方呢，他们俩都听见了Rama 的呼叫声。
So Sita said, "Hey, Lakshman, don't you hear your brother?"
那西塔就说 ：“Hey, Lakshmana， 你没有听到你的大哥的呼唤的声音吗
？”He's calling for your help. Please go.
那他在叫你去帮他，赶紧去吧。
Lakshmana said that this cannot be my brother.
Sorry.
Lakshmana said this cannot be my brother.
好 ，Lakshmana 说这不可能是我的哥哥。
My brother is never afraid of anything.
我的哥哥他从来都不会害怕任何的东西。
He cannot be in danger. I don't believe.
而且呢，他也不可能在危险之中，所以我不信。
This is not him.
所以这根本就不是他。
But again, they heard the voice, Lakshman, Lakshman, please come help.
但是他们又听到了这个声音， Lakshman, Lakshman, 求你了，快来，快帮我。
So, at that time, Sita became furious.
那么就在这会儿的时候呢，希特就变得愤怒了。
Don't you hear again? It's your brother that is calling you. Don't you hear? It's his voice.
你没有再听见这个声音吗？这是你的哥哥发出的这个声音，他在呼唤着帮助。
And like, again, Lakshman, they said, "No, I cannot be my brother. You cannot be in danger."
那拉克什曼说不可能，这根本就不可能是我哥哥的声音，因为他也不可能是处在危险里面的。
So Sita became very angry.
那所以Sita就变得非常的愤怒了。
Oh, now I understand. You want your brother dead, so this way you can have me.
哦、oh, ，我懂了，你想让你的哥哥死，然后这样的话呢，你就可以拥有我了。
So Lakshman became very disturbed to hear that.
所以当 Lakshman 听到这个的时候呢，就内心是非常的焦灼的。
He never even have dared to look at the face of Sita. Always look at her lotus feet.
因为他从来都不敢看 Sita 的脸，他永远看的都是 Sita 的莲花足。
Said, how can you say these words?
说你怎么能说出这样的话呢
？So okay, I'll go.
好吧，那我走吧。
But before going, I'm gonna create a magic circle around your heart, so you will be protected by the fire god.
但是呢，在我走之前呢，我要在就是您待的这个小屋的这个周围呢，先要这个画一个这个就是玄秘力量的这个圈，然后这样的话呢，我走了以后呢，你可以被火神所保护。
So with the help of his bow, he made a big circle around the hut, invoking the mantra by chanting the mantra of the fire god.
所以呢，他就用他的这个弓，在Sita 所待的这个小屋的周围呢，就画了一个圈，然后在画圈的时候呢，他还呼唤了请求火神帮助的咒语。
So he told her, "You don't go out of this circle."
所以他就对希特说呢，你不要出这个圈子。
If you move out of this circle, you will not be protected.
那么因为如果你要是出了这个圈子以后呢，你就不被保护了。
So Lakshman ran to the place where he heard the voice coming from.
那 Lakshman 就跑到了他所听到的那个声音的地方。
He met Rama and Maricha was dead.
所以他在这个地方呢，就见到了 Rama， Maricha 已经死了。
And Rama said, "Why are you? What are you doing here?"
然后Rama就问他，你在这儿干嘛？
Well, I came because Sita heard your voice cry and he came to protect you.
他说呢，我来这儿的原因是因为西特他听到了您呼救的这个声音，所以他让我上这儿来保护您。
But Rama was very disturbed, so then you left Sita unprotected.
那Rama现在就很焦虑，他就说呢，可是你现在把西特一个人留在那儿，就是不被保护的这样的一个状态。
So meanwhile, while Lakshmana was away,
那与此同时，当 Lakshman 不在的时候呢？
And Sita was alone.
那 Sita 是自己一个人。
Ravana came there disguised as a great sage.
那么 Ravana 呢，就把自己装扮成一个伟大的圣人的一个形象，去到了 Sita 的面前。
He looked like a old sage, walking very hard and very tired.
那他看起来呢，就像是一位年迈的圣人，也走不动路了，非常的疲惫。
He tried to approach the hut of Sita.
他呢，这个努力的要去到 Sita 所待的那个小屋。
But he when came near that circle, the fire come up, and he could understand that the place was protected. He could not go farther in.
但是呢，他只要一接近到那个圈的那个位置的时候呢，这个火一下就冒出来了，所以他就知道这个地方是被保护起来的，他不可能迈过这个火。
So when he decided, please, can anybody help me? I'm so hungry, I'm so tired.
所以呢，他就心生一计，他就说，求你了，求你了，我现在太累了，太饿了，我觉得我都要死了，能不能有谁能帮我一把？
So Sita came out of the hut and he saw him. Oh, my dear great sage, please come in, I'll give you some food and water.
那么这个 Sita 从他的这个屋子里面出来了以后呢，就对这个圣人说，哦，我亲爱的圣人呢，请你进来，请你进来吧，我给你喝一些水。
But Ravana pretended he was too tired. Said, I'm too tired, I cannot move anymore, please help me.
那是 Ravana 呢，他这个假装自己特别的累，然后他就说呢，哎呀，我实在是太累了，我已经一步都走不动了。
So pretend, she, then she, out of compassion, said, okay, okay, I'm coming. So she took some food and water, and she walked towards him.
那么这个西塔呢是充满了怜悯之情的。他就说好吧好吧那我来吧我来吧他就拿了一些水拿了一些食物就走向了Ravana
as she walk out of that circle you know Ravana caught her
真的所以当他一走出这个圈子的时候呢 Ravana 立刻就抓住了他
and drove into the skies and flew into the skies back to Sri Lanka
然后抓着他一起飞向了天空就这么飞着回到了 Sri Lanka
Raman,
Lakshmana
came back and Sita was not dead.
嗯，那所以当
Rama 和 Lakshmana 回来的时候呢，Sita 已经不在了。So they were devastated.
所以呢，他们就这个非常的崩溃。
They were looking for her everywhere.
他们到处都在找。
And finally, they saw this very, very special bird, Jatayu, was a very, very great sage in the form of a bird.He was dying, slowly dying on the ground with the wings cut off.
然后这会儿呢，然后他们就看到了这个圣鸟 Chaitanya。那么 Chaitanya 呢，它这会儿这个翅膀已经被折断了，然后正在奄奄一息的状态。
So they recognized Chaitanya and said, "What happened to you? What did this to you?"
然后他们就认出了且他有就问他发生了什么事情到底是谁把你变成这样的
So Jatai said Yeah I noticed this person this demon this Ravana was flying in the sky carrying Sita was crying for you and so I flew towards him to stop him but he was more powerful than me and being old I could not defend myself and he chop off my wings now I'm dying
然后其他又就说呢说因为我看到了Ravana 带着 Sita 在天空中飞然后我就知道是他把 Sita 给绑架了所以呢我就想去救他所以但是呢因为我现在又老了也没什么劲儿了所以呢我打不过他所以呢当我在跟他打斗的时候呢Ravana 就把我的翅膀给我剁断了所以我现在
Now Raman and Lakshmana they knew that she was kidnapped by Ravana.
那所以现在呢，Rama 和 Ravan 和 Lakshman 就知道 Sita 被 Ravana 给绑架了。
So eventually, to make the story short, they got help of Hanuman and his king Sugriva and their army of monkeys to help Lakshman and Hanuman to search out to search out for Sita.
所以呢，我们这个把这个故事长话简短说呢，就是他们后来又去找了这个Hanuman， 就是 the king of the king
Sugriva
这个 Sugriva 的国王，然后呢，请求他用这个猴子大军来帮助他们一起来救 Sita。
So they went until the end of the land next to the ocean in the south of India.
所以呢，他们就一直去到了这个南印度的和海洋的近端。
And then they in order to reach Sri Lanka, they have to cross the ocean.
但是呢，他们如果是去斯里兰卡的话呢，他们就必须要渡洋。
So they had no way to cross. There was no bridge.And there was no boat to cross, it was long distance.
但是呢，由于这个海面很长，所以呢也没有桥，也没有船，他没有办法过洋。
The situation was very urgent.
但是呢，这个情况又非常的紧急。
First, they wanted to be sure that if Sita was really in Sri Lanka with Ravana.
那么首先呢，他们必须要确认一件事情，就是 Sita 他是不是和 Ravana 一起在 Sri Lanka。
So Hanuman offered as a volunteer.
所以 Hanuman 呢就这个自告奋勇了。
Hanuman was the son of the wind god.
那么 Hanuman 呢是风神的儿子。
He could stretch his body, make his body big, and he could jump like a fly into the sky.
嗯，那所以说呢，他可以让他自己的这个身体变得非常的大，而且呢，也可以让自己在这个天空中飞。
嗯 ，So he flew into the sky. He flew into the sky with a stopover in a small island in the middle, and then poof, with another step, flew again to the other side and reached Sri Lanka.
嗯，所以呢，他就他就这样这个飞起来，然后呢，先在这个。海洋上的一个小岛上停了一步，然后呢又迈下一步，然后就迈到了这个斯里兰卡了。
He was carrying with him the ring of Rama as a means to make Sita understand that he was a messenger of Rama.
那他当时呢还带着这个 Rama 给他的这个戒指，然后呢用这个戒指呢来告诉 Sita 他是 Rama 派来的信使。
But they arrive at Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is big, you know. How could he find Sita?
但是当他来到斯里兰卡之后呢，斯里兰卡因为很大，所以呢，他怎么能够找到西塔呢
？So he assumed a very small form.
然后他又把自己又变成了非常小的一个。
So like this, he could fly all over the place without being recognized.
对，所以他如果是特别小的这种形象的话，他就可以自由的在这个城市里面飞行，然后也不会被人家看出来。
He went to the palace of Rama, but Sita was not there.
他就来到了 Rama 的宫殿里面，但是 Sita 不在那儿。
Sure. And then finally, she found a grove in the forest, and there was a place, a nice place where Sita was staying, assisted by some Rakshasis.
嗯，然后呢，他就在森林里面的一片果林里面，找到了这个Sita。所居住的这个地方，那么这地方呢还挺美的，而且呢，有一些这个女的这个沙在照顾，就是在协助西塔。
It's like a beautiful garden.
嗯，这个地方就好像一个美丽的花园一样。
So and as he approached, he saw Ravana was also there.
嗯，所以当他来到这儿的时候呢，发现 Ravana 也在。
Ravana was trying to convince Sita to become his wife.
Ravana 这会儿正在这个说服 Sita 成为他的妻子。
Because he had received a curse if you try to enjoy a woman without her consent, you die immediately.
Without her, oh, okay. 那么因为他呢就得到了一个这个诅咒，就是说如果他要是在没有这个女子同意的情况下去和这个女去享受这个女子的话，他立刻就会死的。
So you wanted to convince her by make her agree to become his wife.
所以说呢，他就想要说服他，让他同意他成为他的妻子。
But Sita was faithful to Rama.
但是 Sita 对 Rama 是非常的忠心的。
Even though he promised so much opulence, so much comfort, so much things, she didn't want to marry with this evil demon.
那么所以说呢，虽然这个 Ravana 对 Sita 是百般利诱，然后用各种各样的荣华富贵去这个诱使他，但是呢，他也不可能被一个大恶魔所吸引。
At that time, this was Ravana had been trying for so many days.
那这会儿呢，这个 Ravana 他都已经这个试了好多天了，来说服。
But this time he became so angry.
在这会儿呢，他可是愤怒了。
He said, "If by tomorrow you don't accept me as my wife, I'll chop you off. I'll kill you."
他说如果要是到明天你还不同意成为我的妻子的话，那我就把你给剁了。
So and Ravana left.
然后 Ravana 就走了。
Then Hanuman came there.
然后 Hanuman 就来了。
And as he came next to Sita, he manifests his normal form.
然后当哈努曼来到西塔面前的时候呢，他就展现了他的平常的那个样子。
There was nobody around.
而且当时旁边还没有别的人。
So but Sita did not know Hanuman.
但是西塔并不认识哈努曼。
He had never seen him before.
他从来也没见过他。
So Hanuman was explaining, "I'm sent by Rama. I came to send you a message. I want to rescue."
那么哈努曼就向他解释说呢，说我是被 Rama 给派来的，他让我给你带一个信儿，然后呢，我是来救你的。
So she said, "I don't know you."
然后西塔说我不认识你啊。
Maybe you are another Rakshasa like them, disguised in this form of a monkey.
那么其实你可能是他们其中的另外一个 Rakshasa， 只不过呢是装扮成了猴子的样子。
And then Hanuman took out the ring.
然后Hanuman就拿出了 Rama 的戒指。
So at that time, Sita understood that he was a real messenger.
然后 Sita 就明白了，他是一个真正的信使。
So Hanuman just said, "You just jump on my back. I'll carry you back to Rama."
然后Hanuman说，你就跳到我的背上，然后我呢一路把你带回到 Rama 的身边。
She said no.
他说不。
I want Rama to come and rescue me.
因为呢，我想让 Rama 亲自来救我。
Because I want Rama to give a big lesson to this Ravana.
因为我想让Rama 要好好的教训一下 Ravana。
So Hanuman went back.
所以 Hanuman 又回去了。
And he reported to Lord Rama.
他就把这些这个情况呢，就报告给了 Rama。
So with the help of the ocean personified, they built a floating bridge over Sri Lanka with stones that they would mark with the name of Rama, and stones and peaks and mountains they would mark with the name of Rama and throw into the ocean, and the stones would float.
那所以呢，就在这个海洋的人格化身的这个帮助下呢，他们就在这个海洋上建起了一座由石头搭成的浮桥。那么这个浮桥，这个石头是怎么回事呢？就是他们在这个石头上标上 Rama 的这个印记，然后呢再把它扔到海洋里面以后呢，这个石头就能够浮起来。
So when they arrive, when finally they cross over, you know, through this floating bridge, and the whole army of the monkeys using just stones and big sticks and trunks of trees, they could defeat with because of the mercy of Lord Ramachandra, they could defeat the whole army of Ravana.
然后所以呢他们呢就这个踩着这个由石头搭成的这个浮桥过了这个海，然后呢来到了 Sri Lanka。 那然后这些猴子们呢就是在这个主 Ramachandra 的这个仁慈之下，使得就用石头、用树棍还有就是这个树干就击败了Ravana 的非常的强悍的军队。
Even though the army of the Ravana, they could use very sophisticated weapons, they were defeated by this army of monkeys.
虽然Ravana 的这个军队呢，他们有很尖端的这个武器，但是呢，还是被猴子军给击败了。
So Ravana was sending his best generals, his best army soldiers to fight, but they were all defeated.
Ravana 呢派出了他最强有力的军队，派出了他的大将军，但是呢都被打败了。
He didn't want himself to be involved in a war against human beings and monkeys, you know. It was too low class for him.
因为 Ravana 呢，他实在瞧不起猴子和人，他觉得这对于他来讲实在太丢人了，太低级了，所以呢他自个儿根本就不想参战。
But when all his brothers, all the great generals were all killed, said he had no other choice but come out and confront Rama.
但是呢，当他的这些大将军还有他的这些兄弟们全都被击败了、被打死了之后呢，他自己也没办法，他只能够自己出来迎战了。
He thought he was invincible. He's not even demigods kill him. What to speak about human beings?
因为他觉得他自己是不可被战胜的，就连半神人都奈何不了他，更何况人类了。
And he had received a boon from Lord Brahma Lord Shiva that no celestial beings, no demigod, no even rakshasas could kill him.
因为他得到了主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 的祝福，这个任何的天仙、任何的半神人，还有 rakshasa 都不可能杀死他，都不可能奈何得了他，更何况人了。
But he didn't got any boon against being killed by human being.
但是他没有得到一个祝福，就是不会被人所杀。
He thought human beings were never a match for him.
因为他觉得人永远都不可能和他相这个平行。
And here was the Supreme Lord himself was there ready to kill him when he came in the form of human being.
但是现在他可是这个棋逢对手了，因为主Ramachandra 以人的这个形象降临，就是为了要杀死他。
So in this way, he could be killed without counteracting the boons given to him by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva.
因为所以在这一次呢，他有可能被杀死了，因为他没有主 Brahma 和主Shiva 所给他的这个祝福。
Now in this way, the blessings of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will not be counteracted, because he had been promised to not be killed by by demigods and things. So if he would be killed by a woman being, it was not part of the promise given, the boon given by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva.
Yeah, so 就这次呢，这个主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 给他的那个祝福就救不了他了，因为他之前他的给他的这个祝福里面是不包括他不能够被人所杀的。
So in this way, their boons will remain.
那么所以呢，因为所以呢，这样一来呢，就他们之前给他的这个祝福呢，依然还是可以留着。
But he was killed by Lord Rama in the form of a human being.
就是之前的这个祝福其实是没有变的，但是他却被主 Rama 以人的这个形象杀死了。
Lord Rama shot him with a arrow that pierced his heart.
主 Rama 用箭射穿了他的心脏。
And then Rama asked Ravana, a younger brother, was a very pious person to become the king of Sri Lanka.
然后主 Rama 呢就让 Ravana 的很虔诚的小弟弟成为了 Sri Lanka 的国王。
So then they brought Sita.
然后呢他们带走了 Sita.
Sita came next to Rama.
那么Sita 呢站在了 Rama 的面前。
And Sita was very happy to see her beloved.
那么 Sita 呢见到他的挚爱非常的开心。
She was very lean because of being in exile.
但是 Sita 因为处在这种被流放的状态，所以呢她非常的瘦弱。
So Lord Rama looked at her and said, "Okay, my dear lady, now you are free. You can go wherever you like."
然后Rama 看着 Sita 说，我亲爱的女士啊，现在你自由了，所以你可以去任何你想去的地方。
And he refused to accept her.
但是呢他拒绝接受她。
So everybody was saying, he staged the whole thing, he made all this big war, killed so many people were killed just to rescue her, and now he's rejecting her, what happened?
所有人都非常的惊讶，说您大费周折杀死了这么多人，然后掀起了这么一场大战，就是为了要救他，可是现在你又不接受他，这到底是什么原因呢？
So he told them, how can I receive her? She was touched by another man.
他对他们说，我怎么可能接受他呢？他已经被别的男人给碰过了。
So if I don't follow this principle, what kind of example will be high?
如果我要是不做出这个榜样的话，那我又怎么能够成为一个榜样呢？
My wife has been spoiled by being taken by this demon. How can I accept her?
那如果我要是打破了这个原则的话，我怎么可能成为一个榜样呢？那我的这个妻子已经被这个恶魔所碰过了，我怎么可能还能再接受她呢？
I can only accept her if she can prove it. Because everybody said, but Sita was never, he never accepted to become the wife of Ravana.
但所有人都说，但是 Sita 从来都没有同意过他要成为 Ravana 的妻子。
So please accept her.
所以请你接受她吧。
So Rama said, I can only accept her if she passes the test of the fire.
主 Rama 说，我唯一能够接受他的这个条件就是，如果他是能够这个经过火的考验。
Build a big fire, and if she can enter the fire and come out without being armed, then it's a proof that she's pure.
那么我们现在架起一堆火，如果他要是能够穿过火还完好无损的出来的话，那我就能够接受他。
So she accepted.
所以呢，西塔就同意了。
Everybody was very surprised.
那每一个人都非常的惊讶。
She entered into the fire.
她就走入了火中。
And she came out.
然后她就出来了。
And then Lord Ramachandra accepted her.
然后主 Ramachandra 就接受了她。
So what happened?
那么发生了什么呢？
Is that when Ravana was about to kidnap her in the forest?
也就是说，当 Ravana 也在森林里面准备要绑架他的时候
，At that time she crossed the line, the protection line, and the fire god took her.
对，就是当时呢，因为他穿过了这个由火，就是由火神所保护的那个圈，那么当时呢，这个火神呢就接住了他。
And Rama didn't notice that.
但是 Rama 呢，他并没有注意到这一点。
Because he had his head bent to the ground.
Sorry.
His head was at head bent to the ground.
因为当时他的这个头呢 ，OK， Rama， you mean Rama， Ravana。
Ravana。
Yeah， 那么 Ravana 呢，当时就没有注意到这一点，因为当时 Ravana 这个头呢是低在地上的，就没有看到。
Waiting for Sita to come near。
因为呢，他当时他在等着 Sita 能够向他走过来。
He didn't want to notice his face。
所以呢，他不想让Sita 注意到他的脸。
So he was looking to the other side, to the ground, so he could not see the face.
那所以当时呢，因为不让西塔看见他的脸，所以他的脸呢是朝在地上的。
So at that time, the fire god took the real Sita and produced a false Sita, illusion Sita.
那也就在这会儿呢，这个火神呢，他就接走了真正的西塔，而又这个产生了一个假的一个西塔。
Because the real Sita cannot be touched by a Rakshasa, by a demon.
因为真正的西塔是不可能被恶魔、被 Rakshasa 所触碰的。
So what Ravana kidnapped was illusory Sita.
所以说呢 ，Ravana 他所绑架的是一个虚幻中的西塔。
And Rama knew that.
那么主 Rama 知道这一点。
Because he knows everything.
因为主 Rama 无所不知。
So then when he asked her to pass the fire, the test of the fire, what happened? The illusory Sita entered into the fire, and the fire god took her and released the real Sita, who came out and met with Lord Rama.
所以说呢，当主 Rama 搀着让 Sita 穿过火的时候呢，那么也就是说这个虚幻的这个 Sita 他进入到了这个火里面，然后呢火神就把他给带走了，并且呢火神又把真正的 Sita 给放了出来，所以呢真正的 Sita 就从火里面走了出来。
So at that time an aeroplane from Ayodhya came, a flower aeroplane came from Ayodhya to bring Rama, Sita, Lakshmana, and they all went back to Ayodhya, and he became the king and ruled the kingdom for 80,000 years.
那此时呢，从Ayodhya呢就赶来，就是飞来了一个满是鲜花的飞机，然后他们就把这个飞机呢就把 Rama, Sita 和 Lakshmana 就给接走了，然后Rama, Sita 和 Lakshmana 他们回到了 Ayodhya， Rama 里面呢就非常的快乐的统治了这个国家18,000 years的时间。
And he ruled the kingdom so perfectly.That he reverted Tetra Yuga into Satya Yuga was the same atmosphere as Satya Yuga.
那么就是由于他非常的完美的统治着 Ayodhya， 使得 Ayodhya 呢完全呈现的是Satya Yuga 的这个景象，把这个他所以他就把这个 Tetra Yuga 给变成了 Satya Yuga。
Nobody suffered any disease.
在这个地方没有任何人因为病痛而痛苦。
Nobody suffered any fear or anxiety.
没有人感到悲伤，或者没有任何人感到焦虑和恐惧。
Nobody suffered of old age.
没有人会变老。
And if they didn't want to die, they would not die.
如果他们要不想死的话，他们也不会死。
A perfect kingdom on earth.
所以说Ayodhya呢，当时是在地球上的一个完美的王国。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sitaram ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Yes, so many details are there.
但是这个故事还有很多的细节。
But we didn't have time.
但是我们却没有时间。
We already went 35 minutes over the time we had proposed.
我们今天本来说呢，这一课只讲到8:30，但是我们现在已经超时35分钟的时间了。
So we don't have time for questions.
所以今天很抱歉，没有时间再给大家回答问题了。
I have to go soon to another program.
那所以我现在很快的要去参加另外一个活动。
But if there is any question that you want to be elaborated, we can do this in the next Sunday.
但是如果要是带有任何的问题，然后呢通过这个问题要有这些更加详尽的这个解释的话呢，我们在下一个星期天的时候呢会给大家来进行解释。
Jai Sitaram Lakshmananuman Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you everybody. Thank you Sati. Thank you Tanakeli. Thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家，非常感谢萨蒂玛拉吉，非常感谢达拉凯里，非常感谢所有的奉献者的聆听。哈利克什纳说：“非常非常的感谢你，外困的知音，服务人于聆听。”那我们今天早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感谢亲爱的阿叔和圣巴的这个跑步为我们的这么耐心的细致的讲解。祝大家在这个特别的日子度过一个美妙的周日。在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日，感恩大家，Hare Krishna。